Is abortion reconsidered a crime always?
Feeling the potentiality of a living being is a crime. It's a sin. It may or may not be crime. Crime depends on different countries. Depends on the factual conditions prevailing in different countries. Suicide is a crime in England. And to try to commit suicide is also a crime in England. To commit suicide is a crime in England. To try to commit suicide is also a crime in England. In India, to commit suicide is not a crime. To try to commit suicide is a crime. Police will harass you. In Japan, to commit suicide is not a crime. To try to commit suicide is also not a crime. In England, if one commits suicide, he will be punished. And if one tries to commit suicide, he will also be punished. If one tries to commit suicide, he will be punished. His property, he will be punished. And if one commits suicide, he will also be punished after death. His property will be confiscated. After death, he will also be punished in England. But in India, if one commits suicide, he won't be punished. His property won't be confiscated by the government. But if one tries to commit suicide, the crime depends on different conditions, social, temporal, and personal conditions of different portions of the world. But there are certain cardinal human values, cardinal human points. Those points remain unchanged. As a matter of principle, abortion is a crime. But when it is done to save the life of the mother, it is not a crime.
We call it therapeutic abortion.
That is not a crime.
Law permits it.
But sometimes it may also be abuse by it. It may also be abuse.
Yes.
They will say that
it is
therapeutic
abortion. Yes, I know. There should be proper check, proper control by a strong medical board of medicine. Only if you're living body and then change fundamentally very hard meaning because of living you and a member. You have come here outside and embraced within the mother. That is the difference. And why should you deprive that little man from the joys of life? It is not desirable. You are a man, he is also a man. He is now within the body of the mother and you are outside the body of the mother. That is the difference. You have got no moral right to kill him. Well, he is not your enemy. It is not at all a crime to kill the enemy, but that embryo is not your enemy. How can you kill him? How can you kill him? You can't kill him. You have got no moral right to kill him.
When is the soul enters the fertilization?
It has been 3 years when you have asked for a one-on-one. That's when the spermatozoa becomes one with the ova. That samskara, that mind, that feeling with there's a reactive moment that comes in contact with that, then that is the heart moment. Because of its congenial physical structure. Congenial to that psychic structure. Yes?
Why should the tantan, or most of the time, there is a pregnant mother?
Spermatozoa is a living being.
Or is abortion?
Spermatozoa is a living being. It is peculiar samskara. Ova is a living being. It is peculiar samskara. And the combination of the two creates a third animal with its own samskara. And according to its physical structure, having parallelism with certain mental samskara, that is sanskara, the departed soul along with this sanskara comes in contact with that newly born embryo, the ova dahi. Ova is mind, that is that takes place mental state of the ova. That ova is also a living creature. That takes place mental state of the spermatozoa. It is also a living creature. And the third entity is its own mental sanskara is created.